There's a celebration across Puerto Rico tonight as the island's conservative governor has dropped plans to build a massive gas pipeline across the island, a pipeline opposed by some 80% of island residents. Under heavy political pressure, Governor Luis Fortunio informed the Army Corps of Engineers that the government was rescinding its application to build the controversial pipeline. The project, which came to be known as the Gasoducto Project, would have stretched more than 90 miles on an island that's only 100 miles wide and cut through some of the island's most pristine lands. Environmentalists and others have fought it, and the governor's political opponents have characterized the $800 million project as a boondoggle designed to enrich the governor's corporate associates. WBAI's Jose Santiago spoke with David Galaza, an activist who's helped organize numerous protest demonstrations against the project in New York City.
We're elated. We're super duper excited. We are just, you know, beyond ourselves because the government of Puerto Rico that had been reneging, that had been vacillating, that had been trying to delay and trying to just outright lie to the people of Puerto Rico for so long about this process has finally had no choice but to withdraw the application for the Villa Verde pipeline project in Puerto Rico. And we've got photos of the actual letter that was sent to the Secretary of the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, the government of Puerto Rico, officially asking to withdraw this application. That's basically the nail in the coffin. That's the only thing that was really keeping this project alive. And it was like Congressman Luis Gutierrez said, it was like those old movies, those old horror movies where the villain refuses to die. You know, this monstrosity, this 92-mile-long pipeline that threatened hundreds of thousands of people, threatened the environment of Puerto Rico, which is going to be costly, almost to the tune of $1 billion, was going to destroy farms, homes, was going to come close to the beaches, senior citizen centers, was going to put the lives of so many people at risk, was going to destroy the quality of the water for 25% of the people that live in Puerto Rico, was just a losing proposition every way, shape, and form, where over 80% of the people were opposed to it. Finally, the government of Puerto Rico came to somewhat of its senses and was forced to, actually. Not that it came to its senses, it was forced to do the right thing by the people of Puerto Rico, and that was to withdraw or ask officially to withdraw the application from the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers.
So now does this mean that this project is once and for all dead?
Is dead. We wouldn't be surprised, you know, as nobody shared anywhere in this country, anywhere in the world, if another administration or the same would try to resurrect this project with another name in sometime in the future. But for now, we're going to call this a people's victory, a critical and historic victory for our brothers and sisters living in Puerto Rico. And we know that for months and years to come, it's going to serve as an inspiration for the many struggles we continue to wage for environmental justice and for human rights in Puerto Rico, the diaspora, and the world.
Mm-hmm. And I know that the government had already spent like $100 million on this, and my understanding is they already have taken people's land away and that sort of thing. Do you have a sense of what happens with that now?
Well, that money's lost. That money's in the pockets of his cronies and his friends and the people that were clearly the ones that were benefiting from this project. Mm-hmm. And he's got to be held accountable to that, and hopefully the people of Puerto Rico will make that, you know, we'll hold him accountable come election day because he's up for re-election. The Governor Fortunio, this teabagger who is right to the right of Ronald Reagan, if that's possible, in Puerto Rico. This is a community victory, and 13 municipalities specifically were affected, but it took Puerto Ricanos from all sectors to really come together, from the students to the labor unions, to clergy, community organizations across up and down Puerto Rico got involved with this to the tune that 30,000 people back in May 1st of last year marched in the town of Arjuntas to say no to the gasoducto. So anything is possible in the future, Jose. Today we have no gasoducto. That was our call to arms, and we know we have other struggles like what's happening now in the situation with Vieques, and we urge all our brothers and sisters in New York City specifically to join us in making sure that the U.S. Navy that had been bombing that island for decades does the right thing by the people of Vieques and cleans it up properly, get rid of the ordnance and all the other radioactive materials that are causing untold numbers of diseases and cancer to the people of Puerto Rico and other crucial environmental things that are going on in Puerto Rico. But in New York City and indeed the northeast of this country, because we were also joined by brothers and sisters from as far up as Boston and Hartford, Connecticut, in this struggle, and other places in the United States, Chicago, wherever there's pockets of Puerto Ricanos in the diaspora. We were honored to have played a role in this victory.
David Galarza is with the Anti-Gasoducto effort in New York City. He spoke with WBAI's Jose Santiago.